Oh, there's a lot.
It's all
more
green
than that.
Is
yeah.
basically it. Okay.
Hang on. Let me.
And where? How do you get to this island?
Well, you fly to Tahiti, and then you get a plane from there.
okay.
It's like a research center.
Oh.
For exploration of all things with the nature and the reefs. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
That's pretty
cool. They have a library and explorer center. And they have their own airport. I mean, you can get picked up by them.
Nice.
Yeah. And brought to their... So he came to the filming of the Mutiny on the Bounty. That's how he found the island. He fell in love with
okay.
it.
Oh, okay. Yep.
In 1999, they had a passion for creating some of the region's finest resorts, and so they wanted a self-sustaining luxury environment, and that's what they did. It's exactly what they wanted to do, and so it's just unbelievable.
Okay.
Trying to find out the information. I had it, and I wanted to tell you about it because it was so interesting. You know?
So, I mean, it obviously a large plane doesn't go over there, right?
No, it's a little plane.
So you got to go to a major
yeah.
airport first and then get picked
so you
up.
You got to go to Tahiti, and then it's, you know, you got to go there.
Gotcha.
So it's biodiversity of the island. They support the Polynesian culture, hospitality traditions. They have a negligible carbon footprint. In other words, it's all environmental
mm-hmm.
sustainability okay. on the island completely.
That's pretty yeah. cool.
And I'm trying to see.
Can't imagine what that runs to.
Pardon?
I can't imagine how much that is to go and enjoy, but
well,
it's probably a once in a lifetime event.
So. Yeah, you have, and you know, a lot of people want to go to Tahiti, Bora Bora, and here's a place that's. It's got three villas, one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedroom combinations.
Okay.
It's an atoll, and they try to do everything and keep it within the community of the people that live there,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's, let's see. Let me see what they, I wanted to get this.
So thing. If you happen to be flying to Tahiti and Bora Bora and...
You can go over for
over
the
that.
Day.
Okay.
I'm sure you can go over.
You've got nothing better to do.
Right. You have nothing better to do. They have a fantastic spa. They have a school designed for the children from 6 to 12 years old.
Yep.
They have private dinners on the beach. Traditional Tahitian dances are shown weekly. They have music in an outdoor lounge and on the beach at the bar. They have naturalist lectures presented to scientists, natural guides. They have day tours to Tahiti and Moorea. So it's private transportation required. You know, that's what I'm saying. You can get there if you want to go for the day. They have a fantastic spa. Or, you know, so they have been awarded all kinds of awards for best honeymoon hotel resort, like, you know, certain things.
Wow.
Best resort spa. So, yeah, they got fantastic.
So you listed like three villas that are there, so they don't have a lot of guests all at once, right?
No. It's really, yeah.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
If Mr. Cohen is alleging the president did something inappropriate, it's open invitation from the judiciary committee to tell us about it. I don't want to read a memo. I want to hear from him.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying he's fed up with the rumors and he wants to hear directly from the people involved with the so-called Comey memo. He also said the president needs to be treated fairly and someone leaking information is doing anything but that.
This president deserves to be treated fairly and somebody is constantly leaking stories that sometimes are at best stretches of the truth.
A scary moment this morning for Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He collapsed during a charity race in the nation's capital. He was taken to a hospital where he later said on Twitter that he's doing fine and thanked everyone for his recovery, saying he just overheated. USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin. I wasn't born lucky. I made it to where I am because of relentless attention to detail, to my family, my faith, my work, and to my health as well. And that's why I recommend Life Extension Magazine. And now you can do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is more than just another health magazine. It's the ultimate source for new health and medical findings. The ultimate source. It's published every month, and every issue is packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. A lot of it we talk about right here on the show. This is hard to find cutting-edge information that you won't get anywhere else, believe me. Our listeners get a special deal, a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. All you have to do is call 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, and that's toll-free, or go online to lifeextension.com/war, W-A-R. Don't wait, and don't just take other people's advice when it comes to your health. Decide for yourself. Life Extension can help.
A Republican senator pulling his name out of the running for the new FBI head, although he says he'll help the White House find the new one. Here's Chris Barnes.
Texas Senator John Cornyn saying he'll be happy to help the White House find a well-credentialed, independent FBI chief, but says he's not the one. A similar message as delivered over the weekend by South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. Reports had been that the president was going to try to name a new FBI chief before he left on his trip abroad this Friday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands are recovering today after a series of deadly tornadoes that covered 5 states. The twisters killed 2. One person died when a tornado flattened a mobile home park north of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. The second died when a tornado touched down in Elk City, just off Interstate 40 in western Oklahoma. Dozens of buildings destroyed by at least 20 tornadoes, which hit parts of Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
This week is designated for states across the country to honor fallen law enforcement officials. Mississippi doing that such thing. Here's Randy Bell reporting on their ceremony honoring fallen officers.
Some somber ceremonies in Jackson in memory of law enforcement officers who've died in the line of duty. Among the fallen officers being remembered, State Trooper Bruce Ladner, who was shot to death on the coast 30 years ago. His son Brandon was only 11 when it happened. And every year since, he's come to Highway Patrol headquarters in Jackson for the memorial service every May.
It's part of a healing process, so it's very good for the family members.
And there was another memorial service last night across from the state capitol honoring all of Mississippi's fallen officers. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The owners of an Arizona farm are now being sued by the government after they allegedly kept their migrant workers in squalid conditions. Jason Campidonia has this report.
The Department of Labor says officials at G Farms in El Mirage, which is just northwest of Phoenix, has been keeping temporary Mexican workers in squalid conditions and paid some of them only a fraction of what they're owed. The lawsuit filed recently says G Farms housed about 70 workers in a dangerous and unsanitary encampment made up of school buses, semi-trailers, and an open-air shed. People who run the farm says the Labor Department is blowing things out of proportion. I'm Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
And a new survey saying In-N-Out, no longer America's favorite hamburger. Five Guys now on top. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that time is. That's the sound and the time for modern design. Good afternoon. My name is Richard Scuderi. Today's topic is all going to be about the spring and summer pots, getting your house ready, your outside ready, everything ready for the change of season, the upcoming Memorial Day, looking forward to summer and everything that's going to go forward now. Good times all in front of us. But let's start by taking a look at today's weather. Okay, the National Weather Service is currently telling me, as it comes up on live radio, it's currently telling me that it is hot. It actually says fair skies with 88 degrees. My car said 94 as I was rushing to studio. This afternoon will remain relatively sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low of 64. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 91, so even hotter tomorrow. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 67. On Friday, there's a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 86 degrees. Friday night, slight chance of showers with a low of 55. And then going into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 70. So it's really going to cool down on the weekend. High of 70, wow. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 49. And then on Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 69. A little bit more reasonable. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday. We've been doing it for over 3 years now. We've moved around our time a couple of times. We're in a new studio. We have some wonderful new things happening. But I think we're in our permanent time slot, which will be 2 to 3 live. Of course, you can always listen to us on the podcasts at any time. There's 3 years worth of programming there. And look forward to having you find us now that we're in our new time slot. Well, our program today is entitled Spring and Summer Pots, and very much in my own life now I'm going through transition because I'm getting rid of sort of what I did for spring now, and summer is not quite there yet, although today it feels like summer is there, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Next week, I believe, we are going to have Rutgers Landscape on, and then they'll really go into some of the things. I don't know if any of you have been to Rutgers Landscape. It's on Route 202. I guess that's considered Ringo's there. They do an unbelievable job. The space is so physically beautiful, you'd want to have a party or a wedding there. And they do have a restaurant, a cafe on site, but unbelievable. If you're looking for inspiration for your spring and summer gardens, for your pots and so on, that's a good place to start. They do design plans. They do design plans, but can, you know, certainly just generally guide you for your outdoor, your flowers and so on. Just visually stunning and a lot of wonderful ideas. Some of them I will talk about later in the show. But I want to start with talking about what you can do now. This weekend is going to be relatively nice weather. Once Saturday comes, it's not going to be as hot. And we want to transition now towards before Memorial Day to get our yards and our pots and everything ready outside. So I want to start by talking about the beds. And let me tell you where I am and a lot of my clients are when I go to their houses. The spring has come, the Easter time has come, and all the daffodils now have sort of bloomed and kind of have the bodies left that are a little unpleasant and hanging out. There are sometimes weeds in the garden right now. It's sort of a transitional time. What we want to get done by Memorial Day, which is fastly approaching us, is we want to take those daffodils and those things that were up seasonally for spring, and we kind of want to knock them down. We don't want to lose them, but we want to knock them down. We want to take the weeds out of our beds now, and then we want to cover that with mulch. Mulch hides a multitude of sins. Mulch is like paint for the outside. If you want to make an area look fresh and revived, use mulch. I think mulch is just fantastic. Lots of different colors of mulch, lots of different types of mulch. Mulch is just generally sort of a unifier and makes beds look wonderful. I prefer mulch to be as dark as it possibly can. My personal experience to me that any color mulch, including black, within a couple hours of it being out, starts to oxidize and lightens up. So in my estimation, the lighter the mulch gets, the more by mid and late summer, you sort of see it dissipate and you don't see it. Over the years, I found what works best to me is dyed black mulch. One year, I actually bought it by mistake instead of the dark brown. And when I saw the bags, I thought, wow, this is going to look like used tires. Well, by the next morning when I got up, that dyed black mulch was sort of a really rich dark brown. And I noticed by Labor Day, I didn't even have to, you know, sort of fluff the mulch up because it was still rich dark brown and it really did its job. It really unified the beds. It made your eyes see the plants that were there. So I tell all my clients to use a dyed black mulch, and it's a very rich dark brown, something that I very much like. You can use another color. That's the color I like. I think it offsets the house. And it's a great thing to do. But we don't want to leave the... Many people make the mistake of taking their spring bulbs and then leaving the bodies up, and then the summer flowers go in. And it just looks sloppy. So you want to knock those down, cover them with the mulch, get the beds looking wonderful, and then you want to have your summer flowers certainly pop in those beds. Another thing that you want to do right now when it comes to the pots, my spring pots this year, all my pots had pansies around them because, of course, it was a little bit cold not too long ago. And pansies are a wonderful flower to start with in the spring, also in the fall, because they are very hardy. So when I did my pots in early March, the outside of the pots, I used wonderful pansies. In my case, I used purple and yellow in my house, and then I used this wonderful sort of red color in my my Maplewood store, and an orange color in my Flemington store. So those were the bases. But then in the center, I like to, for spring pots, I like to put something tall in the center. So in the center, you can use tulips, which are wonderful. So you'll have the height of the tulip and the color of the tulip, or you can use daffodils or whatever sort of tall bulb kind of works for you. So those did their thing. They were terrific for the pots that I had, that purple and yellow. I had yellow daffodils in the center. That looked wonderful together. It worked out well. From my Maplewood store, I had red tulips that went with the red around it. And for the Flemington store, I had the orange, and then I had orange tulips around it. And those things worked very well together. But what's happened now is that the bulbs have done their thing, but the pansies are still sort of there. If the weather gets too warm, they're going to be pretty off. I did a lot of watering today because of the warm weather, not quite bad weather, but warm weather. But what we want to do is sort of transition those. And one of the hardest things that I've had to do is had something sort of be on the edge and then sort of pull it out. But what I would probably recommend is, before Memorial Day, is to lose the pansies. You can actually just take them out and put them in a place that's very more of a shady spot. Maybe move them to a different pot and get ready for summer. Take those out, refresh the dirt, and let's start talking about some of the things that we're going to plant out for the summer that are going to take us until we start our fall mobs after Labor Day. So that's something that we want to do. All right, I'm going to take the first of our commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years. That went by awfully quick. And I do everything from simple paint color consultations or general advice to actually additions. Kitchens and bathrooms are my specialty these days. And lots of staging, getting ready to sell your home. You know, the expectation today of purchasing a home, whether it be 2 years old or 200 years old, is that it's going to look like a model. People are very busy these days, and the expectation is that a house, even a house that's a resale, should look ready to go. People don't want to start with a project. So more and more, I do so much staging. I have a wonderful warehouse full of wonderful furniture, accessories, and things to make your house sell, things that have been designed to be the right size, shape, and proportion to get the house looking its best and sold. So to reach me for a general idea about maybe doing some staging for your home, you can reach Maven Hill Design at any of its three locations in Flemington, right here at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey, and our new location in Maplewood Village at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, next to the post office. One call gets it all done. That's 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today happens to be transitioning from spring to summer and getting your beds and pots and your outdoor ready for the summer season. So we're quickly approaching the sort of psychological beginning of summer, and that happens to be the Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up quite quickly. That's actually considered really literally spring, but in our estimations, people sort of see that as the beginning of summer, so we want to psych ourselves out for that. So one of the things we talked about was getting the beds ready, getting the weeds out of the beds, kind of pushing down our spring plantings, our spring bulbs, covering them with mulch, having a new area, fluffing up our summer plants as they're going to do their thing. And then in the beds, we want to add, and this is the time to add, sort of plantings that work for you. And if you're in an area where the deer are prevalent, you want to make sure that the plantings that you add, annual plantings, are somewhat deer friendly. I mean, a deer will eat anything if they want to, but you want to have plantings that are sort of deer friendly. So what I would suggest, you'd go to the garden center and they can give you a list of some shrubs that are deer friendly. Often they're not the prettiest, often they don't have the most color, but you know, there are certain things out there that I would say that I did very well with, and one of them for me is butterfly bushes, buddleia or butterfly bush. Come in a variety of colors, but purple seems to be the predominant color. I see them in white a lot. They do also have them in pink. I think that was about the range of color I saw. But buddleia or butterfly bushes are absolutely wonderful. They give you, towards the mid to late summer, they give you this wonderful purple blossom, and they are very, very sweet, and that's what attracts the butterfly, the nectar. They actually smell like honey. And I will have them from the midsummer, the mid-July, until Labor Day. In fact, at my Labor Day table, you will see butterflies sort of meandering around the table, because they're in September, in early September, still taking the nectar out of the plants, and they're just fantastic. I did lose almost all of them when we had Superstorm Sandy. They're very susceptible to storms, but from the ashes, the plants revived themselves, and out of the ashes of a plant that was two stories, that next year I actually got a pretty nice turnaround with my butterfly bushes. They're not expensive. You can get them at a garden center. You can get at home improvement stores. They usually come in different size containers, but they grow very quickly. So even if you get a very small container, feasibly within a season, they could be quite large. And they do continue to grow. They do their thing, and they stay for most of the summer with lots of color. So I would recommend butterfly bushes. Another one that's a good plant that I think I've never had a problem with, I had to grow to love it, and that was called spirea. And spirea is often pink, but I have seen it in purple, and I have seen it in white. And that has a little flower on the end of it. It gets quite big. It's very hardy. It's not hard to take care of. And the deer never seem to go near it. It's something that gives you color. You can shape it very nicely. It's very hardy. And it's another one that you can use that I like that'll get you through the summer with nice flowers. The next one, and the ones I'm talking about now are perennials, of course. The next one that I like as a perennial is catmint. In fact, I bought catmint the other day. And catmint has a beautiful flower on it, and it's very much blooming right now. It usually kind of dies off, and then sometimes later in the summer it'll have a second blooming, but the deer don't go near it. They don't like it. I guess to them it's sort of an herb, being catmint, and they get sort of a smell that they don't like, and they stay away from it. It gives you beautiful purple blooms. So that's another one that I like that I think is very much a good perennial for your garden. All right, we're going to go to our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in 100 in County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Today's topic happens to be getting your spring/summer garden ready to go for the season, and we're sort of gearing up towards that nice Memorial Day weekend, which hopefully will be nice weather, and start to enjoy the season and do things now so when we entertain, the backyard looks good. You know, there are a lot of other things that I like to do and buy right now and change out. And one of them happens to be new cushions. And, you know, cushions get worn from year to year. I know every year I say, next year I'll get new cushions, next year I'll get new cushions. But they do wear out. And there's so many beautiful cushions out there in a variety of prices and sizes that you can get and really change the look of your patio area. And I noticed there's some changes and some new colors out there. I've always been a purist, and I still to this day love a dark green set. I think it offsets all the natural greens and the flowers. Wonderful. And I've kind of stuck to that. But I have seen a trend towards a lot of other colors. And the color that I see coming back a lot is teal, that sort of blue-green color. And, you know, I shop for people all the time. I'm in the stores pretty much 7 days a week. And I'm seeing a lot of blue-green, sort of a teal color for patios. And instead of being done with like a chocolate brown and a teal, which I have seen in the past, which is beautiful, a gray patio furniture, metal gray patio furniture with sort of a teal is a combination that I'm seeing a lot of. I'm seeing a lot of geometrics on the geometric patterns on the cushions. Also, I'm still seeing solid cushions, but the geometric is popular. I'm seeing a lot of the sort of a peridot, a green, like a yellow-green color as far as that's concerned. Red as an outside color seems to be popular, and I'm seeing a lot of red this year. A lot of sling-back chairs without cushions so that if it rains, you can use those so that they're easy to do. Lots of vinyl Adirondack chairs in every color, and lots of bright colors of the vinyl Adirondack chairs. And also a trend towards white. I'm seeing a lot of things in white. White market umbrellas this year, beautiful white market umbrellas, which I didn't think I'd like, but when I saw them, I really do like them. White Adirondack chairs, lots of white this year as well. So definitely things look a little bit different when it comes to patio furniture and umbrellas. Something else that I like for the garden is I like to like the garden at night. So when you're dining outside, I kind of like that ambient light. So lots of lanterns. I see lanterns wherever I go, candle lanterns. And now, of course, a lot of them are battery operated, so you don't have to worry about putting them out at the end of night. But lots of lanterns, metal lanterns, white lanterns, black lanterns, and a lot of colored glass for outside, which is really beautiful because when the light hits it, it sort of spreads that wealth of light. So lots of colored lanterns and purples and lots of blues. A lot of blue and white, a lot of white furniture with navy blue cushions. That's another thing that I saw that was very popular. And every once in a while here we sort of predict what's trending. And I think blue of all types, specifically the dark blues in geometric patterns and in solids, are going to be very strong through the summer and in the fall. I'm going to see a lot of fabrics, I think, throughout the summer and fall with dark navy blue and tone-on-tone patterns, some traditional and a lot contemporary, but lots of dark navy blue. But we were talking about plantings before, and one of the ones that I hadn't mentioned yet that's a perennial that the deer don't touch was something also I didn't love, and that's called Dusty Miller. And Dusty Miller has a kind of a funny body look to it. It almost looks gray, if you will, a gray plant, and it gives off different color flowers. Sometimes they're purple, sometimes they're white, sometimes they're yellow. But that's another thing that you can add to your garden, and the deer don't seem to like it. As far as annuals that the deer don't like, that's kind of tough. I think it depends on where you are. I've seen, as far as summer annuals for the season, something that's going to give you a lot of saturated color from May to September. There's not too much that I've tried that I've had a lot of success with. My first experience moving to Tewksbury, my first season, I went for a classic cherry red geranium with a spike in the center and vinca vine, and I went to take a shower, and 30 minutes later, all my plants were gone. So it happened that fast, and I said, never again. So for me, geraniums don't work. Perhaps where you are, it's a little bit hidden, and they work. I've tried other things. They don't seem to love petunias. And the thing about a petunia is they give off the most beautiful smell. So a lot of my, for a number of years, I did my my pots in my petunias as my summer pots. I do a wonderful spike in the center. Lots of petunias. I do them all in maybe purple or different shades of purple together, which was nice, and some trailing vines. But with the petunias, I find they start out strong, and then all of a sudden, the heat gets them, and then by the first week in August, you have nothing in your pot. They sort of die out. So although the deer didn't sort of love that, if they do find it, they'll eat it, but they seem to stay away from that. So that was a good annual, but they do have the issue that they kind of sort of recede, and I found by the end of August, I wanted to put something new in my pots because I was going to have Labor Day and there was no plant left. So that was it. One of the things that I don't actually really like but did well with me is marigolds. And when I think of marigolds, I think of a very old plant, being a little kid in grammar school and seeing marigolds outside, sort of being an old plant. But, you know, I have seen lots of different varieties of marigolds these days. And one year I did my pots all in a very marigold that had all of a very big flower head, and it was all in a very, very bright yellow, all the same. And I put some interesting greens around it. The deer didn't touch it. It was very hardy. It gave a tremendous amount of color. And that was something that I tried that worked well and I didn't have a problem with. Other than that, I think you have to sort of just work with stuff and just see what works with you. Go to the garden center and see what's deer resistant as far as annuals, because I think annuals are a lot tougher, and then see what works for you. Okay, we're going to go to a quick news break, and then we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
President Trump taking a shot at his critics while speaking today at the graduation of the Coast Guard Academy. The president welcomed aboard the newest members of the Coast Guard.
I've been here before, and it's a very, very special place. Every cadet graduating today is your commander-in-chief. It is truly my honor to welcome you aboard.
Senator Lindsey Graham telling reporters today he'd like to see the White House get a little more disciplined.
I think the administration needs to get more disciplined when they make major decisions. I'm not buying into the Washington Post story. Until you can prove to me that General McMaster is wrong, I take his word over anonymous sources.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calling out many nations about North Korea. Here's Chris Barnes.
If you are supporting North Korea, you're against the rest of the international community.
Ambassador Nikki Haley taking that strong stance, not just with North Korea, but with other nations that support it.
And what we're saying now is you have to send a signal to North Korea. We all have to send a sign to North Korea, and that is no more.
Referring to a series of provocative actions by the North, including nuclear device testing and ballistic missile tests like one it conducted last weekend. I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen students hurt in a school bus crash near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Police say 15 students and the bus driver were taken to the hospital after a three-vehicle crash this morning. The impact flipped the bus onto its side. Police were looking for the driver of a light-colored sedan who fled the scene. The bus was carrying students to Lancaster Mennonite School when the crash took place. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
After a crackdown on the infamous MS-13 gang in New York City, Los Angeles now cracking down. Here's a report from Jason Campidonia.
Investigators started tracking the so-called MS-13 shot callers back in June of 2014. Sandra Brown is the acting U.S. attorney in Los Angeles.
These gangs are organized to generate profits by spreading narcotics, inflicting horrific violence, and preying upon the immigrant communities from which many of them came.
Brown says law enforcement charged over 40 suspected members of the gang this morning in what's considered to be the biggest gang leadership crackdown ever.
These shot callers managed narcotic trafficking operations, oversaw the collection of extortion payments, directed the gang's day-to-day operations, and enforced the Mexican Mafia's code of conduct.
Several of those charged today could face the death penalty. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The markets have been taking a tumble this morning amid continuing controversy around the FBI director's firing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went down as much as 250 points in midday trading. It's putting it on track for the largest decline since last September. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also off about 1% by midday. Another New Orleans Confederate monument gone from its pedestal. Work crews used a crane to take down a statue of General P.G.T. Beauregard early today in New Orleans. It's the third of four monuments slated to be removed. The statue's base is going to remain in place for now, but the name of General Beauregard will be scraped off by city workers. USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and a contractor. Been in the area here for about 20 years. I have several locations. My local location is right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. I share my space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. We have a 2,500-square-foot showroom. Everything from wonderful pieces of furniture. In fact, this morning I sold a wonderful coffee table. Wonderful pieces of furniture, dining room chairs, beautiful tables, candles, gifts for the home, all those wonderful things, as well as many area rugs and flooring solutions. To contact Maven Hill Designs, contact me or Jane, my assistant, at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be getting your spring-summer gardens ready. We talked a lot about the gardens. I want to talk about pots. One of the things that I had to shop for today was I'm doing a terrace for somebody that's downsizing, and they're going from a home where they've sold everything to an apartment, a beautiful apartment kind of close to the New York area, and this woman has a lovely view of New York in the distance. And we're doing her, she has a big terrace in the back, and we're doing a whole new look, everything new, and we're doing pots. So I've been shopping for patio furniture and pots and was looking for inspiration. So I've seen a lot of things, and I want to share some ideas for you if you want to change out your pots. Let me start by saying this. In the early years in my own home, I loved terracotta, and I did terracotta pots. But you have to be very careful with terracotta. It is very easily breakable, very susceptible to water, and you really can't leave it out after the season is over. Clay cannot freeze and thaw. You just lose them. And I have made that mistake, letting them go just a little bit too long, getting that frost. They crack and they're done. And I had wonderful terracotta pots. I'm not talking about just the plain terracotta pots, but the ones that were made in Italy that had carvings in them and beautiful shapes, and ones that were urns and so on. And I have lost all of them. So I don't go for terracotta too much anymore, even though I like the color of terracotta. I think it's very nice. I just think it's too susceptible to the elements. I think if you're somewhere that's tropical, terracotta is fine. Not so much in our climate. Then I went to sort of cement, and I had that period of years that I loved the cement pots, and they're wonderful as well. And if you're using colors, especially cool colors like blues and purples, the cement pots are beautiful, and you get all sorts of shapes of them. But again, they often are very heavy. So pots that are heavy, we tend to leave out all year, even if we cover them. And then they're a little bit less susceptible, but they are very much susceptible to the freezing and thawing. And they may last a couple of seasons, but sort of, I noticed even this morning, I have in three-car garage, and I have pots in between that are cement, and the footed urns in cement have separated on the bottom, and I have to come up with a solution. So although cement is very nice looking, it doesn't last. Then there's all the fiberglass solutions. There's so much fiberglass out there. One of the things about them is they're lightweight, so they're easy to take care of. And at the end of the season, you can dump the soil out and then store them in your garage. So they have a longer shelf life. They're easy to take care of at the end of the season. But if you're a purist, they kind of seem fake. They're not as elegant, and I don't think they don't have the depth that visually that some of the pure materials do. Then there's the wonderful glazed ceramic pots. And more I'm seeing beautiful glazed ceramic pots. In this particular case, the homeowner wants to have sort of a look, a united color. The building happens to be an older building, not necessarily so beautiful on the outside, but renovated and absolutely beautiful on the inside. So she wanted sort of a color. So we think we're going to do sort of an enamel, a ceramic pot with color. This year, the pots that are ceramic are absolutely beautiful. One of my favorites is the cobalt blue, the really rich cobalt blue. And you could just really go to town on that. That's something, if you have your three or four stories, you're in the parking lot, you look up, you see those pots, they stand out. They're absolutely beautiful. The cobalt blue is terrific. You can incorporate maybe some cobalt blue glass in your space. And then blue is a wonderful jumping off point to maybe do all your flowers in whites and yellows. I mean, that's such a terrific combination together. Or orange. Orange and blue have this incredible synergy. So if you were to do very warm colors like yellow or orange with a cool blue pot, that's a wonderful combination. Probably this year, my favorite combination of enamel pots, ceramic pots, would be that sort of peridot or citrus green. I absolutely love it. It's a natural color. It's sort of different. It's limey, citrusy. And we're going to do that in that space. We're going to do sort of a citrus or lime green. All our pots are going to be in that sort of shade, but different sort of shapes. But the continuity would be to the color, so when you see it from a distance, that color carries. But other colors that I saw this year for enamel pots that I really did like and thought were kind of fresh and different was yellow, a very strong yellow. I see yellow returning in fashion. I see yellow returning in home decor, but not a soft yellow. A very bright sort of a caution yellow is back. And to me, yellow and white pair very well together. They sort of flow nicely. So yellow was a color that I liked a lot. Gray pots. I saw a lot of gray pots. In fact, yesterday I saw two great pots, and I wanted to talk about them on the show. They had sort of a hammered look to them. They were enamel, but they had a hammered look to them. And then incorporated in the pots that I saw with the enamel, they also used galvanized sort of metal drums with the gray, and that was a terrific, terrific look. And I noticed this year in plantings for the patio, people are using more greenery. They're not necessarily so obsessed with having bright flowers. So if you're doing the grays, if you're doing maybe gray enamel pots and then some galvanized drums that are metal, and you have all that metal, when you do lots of greens, maybe lots of coleus or different types of greens, or maybe just some white flowers, that's a really beautiful look. It's a simple look. It's a little bit more of a contemporary look, but it could look really wonderful in a space if you go with the grays for your pots. I love the metal. In my store in Maplewood, a florist had given me some wonderful birch branches, and I had them for Christmas, and I had them tied with a tartan ribbon and all sorts of Christmassy things. But then that was over, and I said, you know what, I don't want to let them go. So as the spring came, I took a big metal galvanized bucket, and in the bucket I put the wonderful birch branches, and then I tied the birch branches with a fantastic ribbon that was like burlap, a burlap ribbon, and it was trimmed in white, and I tied it in a great knot, a bow, with the burlap, with the galvanized metal, and then around the base, I planted out, and then around the base, I found pansies that were sort of like a burgundy red, like a washed burgundy red, and I did them all around the base. What an amazing combination. It made such a beautiful and interesting combination. And that's the thing about pots. You got to get creative with pots. Doing things outside the box are kind of fun. And I'm seeing people being better and better with their pots. A couple of towns that do a good job in Hunterdon, I think Flemington does a good job with their pots. Seasonally, they do nice pots. Frenchtown, if you ever go to Frenchtown, I don't know if they've started yet, but their pots are amazing. Whoever does the pots in downtown Frenchtown, they do a good job. And, of course, Lambertville and New Hope always does a good job with their plantings and pots. But it is fun to do things that are very interesting and unusual and different. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank, the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Okay, we are back with more of Modern Design. I know they're talking about Community Day. Last year, I was the sort of roving reporter for Community Day, and I interviewed all the different people at the different booths, and it was a lot of fun. Got a lot of color that day, too. I was sort of exposed to the elements, but it was fun to meet all the people. Get out and go to that Community Day. It is a wonderful day. If you have children, it's a great day. There's a petting zoo. There's wonderful food there. I think I kind of cheated, and I think Madalena's had frozen cheesecake on a stick, and boy, that was really good. But I had to walk that off over a long period of time to make that work. Anyway, our topic happens to be getting your spring/summer pots ready for the season. And we did talk about, before the commercial breaks, we talked about pots and how interesting pots are this year and the colors of pots. You know, you can work with your existing pots, too. I've had the years that I've sort of been tight with money and kind of wanted to change my look. Patio paint goes a long way. You can go to your craft store and you can work with paint that was designed for outside, and you can change your look. You know, I have painted patio pots. I have a client in Pittstown, and she loves to do cherry red geraniums. That's her thing. She likes the classic cherry red geraniums, and hers are high up enough that the deer don't seem to touch them. That's her thing every year. So her pots, she was putting them in terracotta pots, and they started to, of course, because of the freezing and thawing, they started to wear it, and she didn't want to get rid of them. I said, let's paint your patio pots black. So what we did was we went to the local Michaels here in Flemington, and we asked about a specific paint for pots. That was an outside paint that wasn't going to wash off or chip off. And they had a paint that we could apply with a sponge brush, and that was called patio paint. And we put them on lots of newspaper and on the lawn, and we did it on a wonderful day. And actually, I did it. And we painted all those terracotta pots black. They sort of came out like a matte black when they were done. But when we put the cherry red geraniums in the black pots against this wonderful white brick house, it was stunning. It really looked beautiful. It was a nice combination. The same thing holds true for your furniture. You're not stuck with your furniture. A lot of these wonderful sprays that they have now are terrific, and you can really reinvent your furniture. In fact, I have a set from the 1940s, a white set, a glider, and all sorts of pieces, and I've always wanted to paint it black. So I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to use a spray paint for outdoor, and I'm going to change it to black because I want to change out my cushions. Those are the things that we have out there that you sort of are not going to cost you a lot of money, but you can reinvent the look of your space by going to a new color palette. And blacks and grays this year for patio furniture, I noticed, were very hot. Gray in particular, which I really like the look of, but also blacks. I didn't see a lot of new brown out this year, and brown had been popular for so many years. Before that, it was green, but then it's been brown forever. But the new gray sort of look in aluminum furniture and metals are really, really nice looking, and they go with a lot of color. And black also is kind of striking, and you can do a lot of colors with the black furniture. I did also want to mention about outdoor rugs. I really love the outdoor rugs they're doing. I saw some this morning for, again, I'm working on that terrace for that client in the oranges. And patio rugs are amazing looking. Patio rugs used to look like they were utilitarian. They looked like that they were just rubber. They were just terrible looking. Now you almost have to put your hand down on these patio rugs to see that they're even, you know, if they're not indoor rugs, they're absolutely beautiful. Lots of geometrics out there, lots of interesting colors. I saw reds this morning, beautiful reds with white that look good. Lots of navy blue and white, lots of citrus green and white. Not so much florals, more geometric prints or texture, a lot of texture. I saw a gray and teal combination, again, very hot this year, that looked wonderful. And they're great. You know, number one, if you're having a decking that's some of the synthetic decking, I find, I'm not going to say the name brand, but I find some of that those synthetic decking products stain. And if you're entertaining and people are drinking red wine, or you're having, you know, dishes, covered dishes, and people are using a lot of oil, I have found that they don't come out. The red wine and the oil, cooking oil, people are cooking, doesn't come out. They saturate those boards, and you just don't get them out. So I find as a preventative, to put down an inexpensive outdoor rug that can be hosed off. They're wonderful. A lot of them are made actually from recycled soda bottles. So good for the environment to recycle. They can be washed off. They're preventative. So anytime I'm working in a patio area, a deck area, I always incorporate an outdoor rug in my space. I put one under the dining table where food is, and I definitely put one in the sitting area, if there's a sitting area where people are sitting and having wine or drinks, because they go on, if they're going to fall, they're going to fall on the rug area, and you can hose them off afterward. So they have a practical application as well as a beautiful application. The other thing I want to talk about is enclosures, because enclosures have become increasingly popular with people, and also a lot less expensive. And now you can buy, I looked at an enclosure this morning, it was $1,100. So they can be very expensive, but they don't have to be. But an enclosure is really wonderful. You know, you can have the prettiest patio area, but if you have full sun at 6 o'clock, nobody's going to want to eat outside at your house. It's just not going to happen. You have to be comfortable and cool and spacious. Believe me, especially as you get older, you do not want to be in the hot, full sun. Whether you're having a drink or having dinner, you want coolness. You know, there are wonderful enclosures. You see them inexpensively in the supermarkets, and then wonderful patio centers. You see some wonderful enclosures. I looked at one this morning, and it was navy blue. It was a sort of a system of metal poles that you would attach to a patio or a deck that sort of fasten, and then the canopy top goes on. And the one I looked at was navy blue canvas, and supposedly it's a fabric, a umbrella fabric that doesn't fade, and that it was all piped in white piping around. It was spectacular, absolutely beautiful. And something like that sort of sets the pace for the way everything else is going to look in your space. I always think it's very important, if you do something like that and you've established navy blue and white, that your pots correspond to that, that your flowers correspond to that, and then you sort of you're mindful that you're creating something. So people are looking at that from a distance. There's continuity in what you do. If you have something already, maybe you're changing to navy blue and you have some pots already, use the patio paint. You put a new rug in. You can interchange some of the existing stuff you already have and come up with a wonderful palette. As I said, navy blue, white, and orange are amazing. Navy blue, white, and yellow are amazing. Navy blue and citrus green, maybe doing green flowers or lots of pots that have maybe different, like coleus and different types of greens or green and purple together is a nice combination. Same thing holds true with what I said about maybe going this year you do yellow and purple. Maybe use Dusty Miller around and have a yellow flower that they give off and all yellow marigolds, and you do gray pots and then you do some galvanized metal. I hope that's kind of getting you excited about going out and taking a look at it and doing something fresh this year. Maybe making your yard look really different this year. And then when you take pictures at the summer outings, you'll look back and say, wow, that looks really nice. I love the gray and yellow together. It was really fresh looking. Well, believe it or not, folks, we're out of time. I could talk about this all day, but get out there next couple of days, get in the garden centers and take a look at things. I do believe next week we're going to confirm that we have Rutgers Landscape coming. We're going to talk all about plantings and making your backyard absolutely gorgeous. They have some wonderful projects that they're talking about they're doing. And then in upcoming following weeks, we're going to have Bruce from Flemington Fan and Lighting. We're talking about lighting solutions. So thank you for continuing to follow Modern Design. I am in my new permanent home, I do believe, which is 2-3. Thank you for sticking with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
President Trump taking a shot at his critics while speaking today at the graduation of the Coast Guard Academy. The president welcomed aboard the newest members of the Coast Guard.
I've been here before, and it's a very, very special place. Every cadet graduating today is your commander-in-chief. It is truly my honor to welcome you aboard.
Senator Lindsey Graham telling reporters today he'd like to see the White House get a little more disciplined.
I think the administration needs to get more disciplined when they make major decisions. I'm not buying into the Washington Post story. Until you can prove to me that General McMaster is wrong, I take his word over anonymous sources.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calling out many nations about North Korea.